Fire officials in California began to allow thousands of residents to return home this weekend. Cooler temperatures and damp air helped stall wildfires that have left at least 20 people dead, destroyed thousands of houses, and forced tens of thousands of Californians to evacuate. As families returned to their neighborhoods, some discovered their homes intact, but many others found only charred remains. Jack Blackwell is a regional forester with the Pacific Southwest region of the United States Forest Service, and he's on the line from San Bernardino. What's the latest overall assessment of the situation in Southern California?
The weather has given us a real break in firefighting efforts. There are two remaining fires that are in very serious shape and that we still worry about, but the firefighters have made just tremendous efforts and tremendous progress, and we're very pleased with all of that.
Where are the most serious fires at present?
The remaining most serious fires are here in San Bernardino, which is presently 65% contained as of late last night. The second one is located east of and north of San Diego. Actually, there are two fires there. One is 90% contained, and the other is 68% contained.
What's the outlook for the coming week? Is the weather forecast cooperative, for example?
The outlook for the coming week is just that. Temperatures should remain cool. There should be some moisture in the area, and we should be able to continue to take advantage of these favorable conditions and continue to work on containing these remaining fires.
On Thursday, the Senate passed a version of President Bush's Healthy Forest Plan. This would expedite thinning of forests on 20 million acres of federal land. Let me ask you, do you think a measure such as that could have prevented what's happening in California?
It wouldn't have prevented this if it had passed in the last few months, of course. This problem that we have here in California and much of the West was 100 years in the making, and it isn't going to be fixed up overnight. I believe that these big mega fires we've been having across the West the last few years are a turning point and a wake-up call for us. These fires here in California this past week were the largest fires in California's history. The last couple of years, we've seen the largest fires in Oregon's history, Colorado's history, Arizona's. We really welcome and are so pleased with the legislation that's been passed. And this legislation passed was a good bipartisan effort. We need to get beyond the confrontational rhetoric and start dealing with the problem.
Jack Blackwell is a regional forester with the Pacific Southwest region of the United States Forest Service. Thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thank you very much, Leanne.